has called a meeting to order. Oh, hello, late arriving guest, or just on time arriving guest. Nice to see you. Mrs. Clark.
This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings with the Asbury Park Press, the Two River Times, by posting it in Borough Hall on the bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken.
Oh, roll call, please. My turn.
Mr. Colasetto?
Doug?
I am here.
The audio on the computer needs to get turned off.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Mrs. Cusick?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Ms. Ford?
Here.
Mr. Pujols?
Here.
Mayor Hohenleitner?
Here. Thank you, everybody. Okay. Let us stand for a moment of silent reflection. The flash flooding that we've had here is reminiscent of, and we've had it over the last few years, but I think we need to take a minute and think of Texas.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. We are now going to approve the previous meeting minutes. It's the regular meeting minutes and executive session minutes from June 16th, 2025. May I have a motion and a second?
Crowley moves.
Dougherty seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasetto?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Ford?
Yes.
Mr. Pujols?
Yes.
The minutes have been approved.
Awesome. Well, good stuff. Okay. Every month now, we've been having a tradition where the previous month's artist of the month is nominating the next artist of the month. And in some ways, it's so that I don't show my favoritism. But every single person who's been honored is a really good friend of mine, and I can't think of a closer one than the one we're honoring tonight. So, Robert O'Connor, please come forward. And I'm going to try to clean myself up before I get there. I don't even know how long I've known you. Like, it's going to be almost 20 years.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many years.
Yes. So, just give me a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're presenting the certificate for to Robert O'Connor as the Atlantic Highlands Artist of the Month. You're so much more than that, this town, though, Robert. So much more. So, could you tell us a little bit about your artistic philosophy and why, what Atlantic Highlands brings to that for you?
I feel very lucky to live in a community that values the arts. And I know that for every effort that I put in, you know, it comes back a hundredfold. So I think the Arts Council, the Film Festival is a perfect example. Which I co-founded with Julie Gartenberg in 2009. And it's hard to believe it's still going on 17 years later.
It was a really good night this year.
We lucked out with the weather. I just, you know, I feel blessed to live in a community where I'm valued and I can contribute through the arts. You know, like we're doing a kids' art camp next month.
For free.
And I'm leading the kids through this mural project, which will be a lot of fun. So I'm just so grateful.
Not just visual arts.
Yes, I'm a composer as well. Yeah.
Just, you know, no degrees or anything that you can...
And I play the Irish bagpipes.
Yeah. Well, but that was, we had a great event at the Arts Council where I've never
team.
Right.
It is amazing. So anyway, this is for you. A small piece of paper that represents so much art.
Thank you so much. And thank you.
And anyone who's here just for that portion of the evening can go. You don't have to stay.
Robert, you can't leave without me just publicly professing my love for you and the gentleman sitting next to you and the two that are over there, as you were all the very first people that I met when I moved into this town 17 some odd years ago. Saw a little blurb in the paper that said there was going to be a film festival. Turned to my wife and said, this might be a fun way to meet people in town. And now there's lifelong friends that are sitting here. And thank you, Mayor, for honoring Robert. And you can't honor Robert without honoring Rich, too. But two of the sweetest, most generous, giving, creative people in this town. And even when things get crazy, the most I ever saw from Robert in terms of showing tenseness was maybe the brows would get knitted a little bit. And I will always have this image of you running around with an extension cord trying to find a place to plug it in on that first year for the film festival. But you are a light in this community, buddy. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes. Great. Now you really are not required to stay for this. You can move on.
Thanks.
Okay, we have no unfinished business, no proclamations, and no workshop discussions. We're moving on to public comment on agenda, consent and regular agenda items. If you would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. Once recognized, come forward, state your name and address. And if you are online, please raise your hand and we will recognize you as well. Anybody online?
Three attendees, Mayor, no hands raised.
Okay, great. All right, may I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make the motion.
Crowley seconds.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Colasurdo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Pujols.
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Fantastic. Now we're on to administrator's report and professionals. Mr. Farid. Mr. Farid, Gina.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a couple items. On June 17th, Governor Murphy issued Executive Order 390 ordering the U.S. and state flags to be flown at half staff at all state departments, offices, agencies, etc. during appropriate hours on June 18th in recognition and mourning of dedicated public servant, former Mercer County Executive Brian M. Hughes. The borough complied. On July 7th, I attended the Municipal Reinsurance Health Insurance Fund special meeting for its members via remote access. On July 10th, I attended the Monmouth Joint Insurance Fund Executive Committee meeting via remote access. The DEP drinking water supply update as of the 13th of this month is as follows. Though more typical precipitation patterns have emerged for much of New Jersey, the coastal region remains on a drought watch due to persistently drier than average stream flow and unconfined groundwater. New Jerseyans statewide are encouraged to follow water conservation practices. And then finally, on July 16th, I attended the monthly Central Jersey Health Fund meeting via remote access. That's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Fitzpatrick. The gentleman from Colliers, do you have a report, sir?
Yes, thank you, Mayor, Council. Good evening. Very quickly, we identified a grant opportunity for the borough to participate in. It's through the BPU for an energy, community energy plan. We're working with your administrator to submit application for that. And once we have it in place, we will seek public input, seek some input from all the officials of the borough to pursue that grant. The good news about this grant is that BPU is funding the preparation of the report itself, and then step two is actual implementation grant opportunities as well. So we can hopefully convert that into actual construction dollars for some energy improvements within the borough. And then lastly, since I don't think I reported on it, but the sidewalk improvements over at First and Route 36 are finally in place. And
they look great.
Is there a gentleman online that might be interested?
I don't suspect the attendees are interested in that.
Okay, good to know.
That's all I have.
Java Paul's on there. He's psyched. Okay. I guess we're moving on.
Let's keep the train rolling.
I mean, I'm a little afraid. Report to council. Mm-hmm. I can count on you, council.
Oh, no, she means
you don't have a report.
No.
I'm making all these sounds.
You're making a lot of sounds. What's happening?
Trying to make sure everybody knows I'm here.
We know you're here. Okay, you know what? Just for that, you're going first.
Okay, I'm not prepared. Okay. I will report out when OEM did not have a meeting this month. But I do want to let you know that the Sarah is very good at monitoring the warnings of severe weather, and she lets the school know, the administration know. I find it very helpful so I don't go out in bad weather. Shade Tree Commission. We did meet on the 18th of June and the 16th of July. Tree remover permits applications are under review. We may be changing them to some degree. There had been some, the current applications do not seem to be uniformly looked at completed. For instance, not always having asbestos supply, either a site plan or a picture of what the tree is that you're concerned about, and they don't seem to be happening, so we have to clean that up. Veterans, I have no report, but I do want to thank Councilman Buchholz for supporting the tax reductions for veterans. Thank you very much for following up on that. Police reports. Okay. The law enforcement against drug classes were held at Atlantic Highlands Elementary School for all fifth graders, and that was very helpful for the kids to hear from the police as to what that is about. The Atlantic Highlands Police Department will be presenting with their re-accreditation certificate on August 18th at our next meeting. It's very good that's something that our police again have been re-accredited. That's all I have. I'll give that set to you.
Thank you, Councilman Colasurdo.
Sure, I have no report regarding the chamber. Councilperson Cusack just took care of Shade Tree. With respect to fire, just want to thank Fire Inc. and the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department for putting on a fantastic fireman's fair, despite dealing with the uncertainty of inclement weather. Also want to thank all the volunteers who came out, who helped put the event on. Can't do it without them. And if anyone attended the wet down for both the ambulance and also the new fire apparatus, it was a great event. And the fireman's fair was just fantastic as usual. With respect to Harbor, Harbor is down in terms of a gross revenue year to date, like as a result of, again, inclement weather on the weekends, preventing people from going out to fish and to spend money on fuel. There's also, they're a little bit behind on rentals, but because we are under budget year to date, the net is on Harbor where it was last year. We talked about it before, but Film Run Fest happened in Harbor on Saturday. Fantastic event. I want to thank Corinne Thus and everyone else involved with the Arts Council for putting it on. Again, it was despite the potential of inclement weather, and we had a great turnout. And the winner of the crowd favorite was a short animation film called Cherry Pie Die, which really made me laugh. So a great event, and that's all I have.
Awesome. Councilmember Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor. DPW report will be handled by Councilman Dougherty tonight. First Aid Squad, Jose, if there's anything to update, you'll do that. I'll just finish up on the police report here. During the month of June, there were 9 arrests total. There were 34 first aid calls and 10 fire calls. Department investigated 15 motor vehicle crashes, while officers conducted 236 traffic stops during the month, with 105 moving violations issued and 73 parking violations issued, for a total of 178 summonses. And there were 3 DWI arrests in June. 6 curbside warnings for juveniles riding bicycles without helmets, and 5 permits, parking permits were issued, which brings the total number for 2025 to 111 permits. Recreation, just one thing to report out to everybody, a reminder that coming up in just a few weeks, Sunday, August 10th, will be our 5th annual music and food truck festival. We'll have 4 bands, 19 food trucks, 12 harvest vendors, and a beer, wine, sangria, and margarita garden, and it's all free to attend, and that will start at about 12:30 in the afternoon and run till about 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock. So you're all invited to come to attend. And we had a movie night. The recreation team did. Had a really good turnout, and it was a lot of fun. Great weather held out for us, and I want to thank that gentleman right there, Councilman Dougherty, for all your help. Chris Parmigiani, our chairman for recreation, was there helping out. Brian Gorsinger and our DPW staff, Jimmy Phillips, thank you. Our harbor commission, our harbor staff, our police department, couldn't do it without everybody's help. Thank you.
Awesome. Great. Council Member Pujols.
Thank you, Mayor. I hope everybody's having a great summer. I have nothing from EMS. They have to cancel the meeting this month. There was no meeting because of the wet down of the festivities. And I agree with Vito. It was a great, great turnout at the fair. Even though we had the first day with the inclement weather, but they did very well. Nothing for OEM and not for EMS. I have no report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Council Member Forbes.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Colasoro handled Harbor. I do just want to comment that their next meeting will be on August 5th at 7 p.m. We have no report for Green Team this month, and we did not have an Environmental Commission meeting last month or this month, so please join us August 26th at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
for 4 hours
for Green Team and Environmental. Thank you.
Thanks, Council President Dougherty. Best for last.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. Start with Recreation. Recreation Committee has not met since our last council meeting. Rec Camp is off and running at Marchetti Park with week 3 starting today. The girls' field hockey program has been up and going on up at Henry Hudson with 38 participants this year, an increase from last year, and the program concludes this Wednesday. Planning Board met last week on July 15th. Doug Rohmeyer was officially reappointed as our board engineer. We were delighted that he's back with us. During this regular meeting, the board heard 2 applications. The first, located at 99 Center Avenue, for bulk variance and use variance relief for a second floor deck, was adjourned and scheduled to be continued at the September 4th meeting. The second, located at 2 Hill Road, an application for bulk variances for a new single family dwelling was approved. The board's next meeting will be Thursday, August 7th, here in this room. Board of Education met on July 16th. The board approved a variety of appointments for the 2025-2026 school year and held a celebration of retirements for 2 AHES teachers, Ms. Betsy Broussard, celebrating 32 years of service, and Mr. Jim Peloso, a teacher at AHES, 27 years of service. Mrs. Barbara Prespaldo, a bus driver, served for 25 years. Best of luck to them and congratulations on your retirements. DPW, let me just switch my window for a second, pardon me. DPW reports summer heat and humidity. This summer has brought numerous days of oppressive heat and humidity, creating challenging working conditions. All DPW departments, including sanitation, recycling, streets, buildings and grounds, water and sewer, vehicle services, and harbor, have followed all safety guidelines and protocols to perform their duties safely. Despite the extreme weather, these departments have continued to provide uninterrupted services to residents. Recent storms, the region along with much of the country has experienced several severe summer storm events and heavy rainfall. While some of these have localized to areas such as Middlesex County and more recently southern Monmouth County, DPW remains vigilant and responsive. After hours response, a designated DPW staff member remains on call during forecasted rain and storm events to respond quickly and clear storm basins, helping to prevent flooding wherever possible. OEM coordination. When the Office of Emergency Management, OEM, alerts the DPW to significant upcoming weather events, the department is prepared to assign additional on-call personnel as needed to handle potential emergencies. Basin repairs and upgrades. A substantial number of stormwater basins throughout the town have been repaired or upgraded. This work is ongoing and scheduled to continue in various locations to improve drainage and mitigate flooding. Basin clogging, a recurrent issue during the spring and summer months, is improper disposal of brush and leaf materials onto roadways during non-collection periods. This often results in clogged storm basins and localized flooding. Street sweeping, the DPW continues to perform an extensive amount of street sweeping to keep roadways clear of debris and allow unobstructed water flow into basins, which is crucial during storm events. And that, Mayor, is all I have.
Not the thing that you texted today.
Oh, yes, that too.
That was me. That was the best part.
The best part. I'll save the best for last. So we started the tradition last year of sort of a mid-year report, the accomplishments of mayor and council. And so I've compiled, along with input from our colleagues, the 2025 mayor and council accomplishment progress report. So to date, we have passed comprehensive regulations permitting cannabis businesses in Atlantic Highlands. In response to an overwhelmingly affirmative referendum vote, passed an increase in the annual tax levy for the Open Space Trust Fund. We've updated the property maintenance regulations to allow and encourage planned natural landscaping areas. After years of discussion and planning, the new skate park at the marina has now opened.
Woo-hoo.
Established regulations for the safe use and operation of electric bicycles, e-bikes, and electric scooters within the borough. We've installed and launched EV chargers at the marina and have begun generating revenue for the borough. And finally, in a continually challenging budgetary climate, unanimously passed the fiscal 2025 municipal budget with an overall reduction in the tax rate. And as Councilman Pulhos pointed out, we actually approved the new fire truck a couple of years ago, but the new fire truck has been delivered and dedicated, and that is another proud accomplishment that we're happy to crow about.
Fantastic. Thank you. I don't have much. I attended Honey Hudson's graduation, and I want to report that. Oh, this is like awesome. Both the valedictorian and salutatorian were Atlantic Highlands residents, and one was the first Black female valedictorian, and the other was the first autistic salutatorian. And they're both heading to amazing schools in the fall, so we're just really, really proud of them. Okay, stop it. Mr. Leinsdorf will be able to report on his sidewalk later, I hope and expect. I was asked for an update, which I'm going to ask Mr. Ferragino to give, about the incident that happened at the Fireman's Fair with the fireworks.
Sure.
Sure, Mayor. So it appears that one of the projectiles fired, instead of firing straight up in the air, fired sideways. Just so folks know, the fireworks are not conducted by the borough itself. It's obviously an outside vendor, Garden State Fireworks, that conducts the fireworks. They are obviously an insured entity, so is the borough. There was one individual who was injured. It was not a borough employee. I believe it was an employee of that private company. No claims have been filed with the municipality. And that's all I have to report. Thank you.
Thank you. On Wednesday next week, I'll be attending the opening of the Monmouth County Fair, and there's a lot of extra stuff because they're launching their sesquicentennial celebration in the county. I believe there's going to be tethered hot air balloons, so that's next Wednesday, so I hope you can join me out there. I also attended Film One Festival. It was great attendance. The weather was really good this year, and I hope that everyone had a nice community building event that night. Yeah, I'm going to lose it again. Speaking of community coming together, I think everybody knows that we had a family that had a significant house fire about 2 weeks ago. And I mean, Mrs. Clark, can you speak for me here and talk about how generous the community is? Because I'm not able.
It was amazing. It was amazing. We had people coming in for 2, 3, 4 days after, just bringing an amazing amount of baby supplies and clothes and diapers and wipes and anything that child could need.
Yep, and gift cards, and yep. We got an Amazon delivery from somebody that is in my car that I'm going to bring over, but Michelle handed me this today, gift card for the family. So the Doherty family has given me some texts that they'd like me to publish on our Facebook page, thanking the community, but it's Atlantic Highlands. Okay, public comment. Come on, get me out of this. I'm going to call on Mr. Krause first so you can prepare.
James Krause, 77 Bayside Drive, a.k.a. Scenic Road, a.k.a. Woman Bureau. I might have had a senior moment or a temporary blackout, but you guys just blow past item number 11? I don't recall the vote.
No, we did.
Okay.
We're just cooking with oil.
Move it quickly, Jen.
Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Susan Makaitis. I live at 63 Cape Drive in Atlantic Highlands. Every metal found. But I am here tonight because I want to thank you. On behalf of the coalition of organizations in opposition to the NESI project, I want to thank you for voting for a resolution opposing this horrible project that should have been stopped long ago. We've stopped it 3 times before, and with your help, and I thank you for that. Atlantic Highlands always takes a leadership role in doing things that are good for our environment, and that includes the Superfund Act that you supported as well with another resolution. So thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Anyone online, Doug?
Five attendees and no hands raised.
Going once, going twice, Mr. Landsdorf?
I wasn't going to report on that.
Can you state your address, please, and name?
I wasn't going to report on the sidewalk. I thought Mr. Ferrantino would do that or somebody else on the council.
We did.
Doug did.
Oh, good. I wasn't here. So I just wanted to mention that why did it take decades to get this sidewalk, which is safety, because now people can see traffic on First Avenue before they put their car in the road. It's also much more attractive, and I'm amazed that you got rid of the guy wire that was over the, that's why I say Mr. Ferragina, I don't know how he did it, how anyone did it. But the reason I'm here is to say why it took decades is because there's a rule that surveyors cannot survey land that doesn't belong to them. Therefore, even though you go around and go, why is the beach club on the sea side of the seawall? People who build obstacles to prevent people to get to the water, or what Chief Reiner refers to as tree wars, all this would be mitigated if there was some way for people to require somebody else to allow their property to be survey. And seeing as I've told every time I mention something like this to state government, they say, if your local government passes a resolution or says something, it's much more effective. So that's why I'm here to ask you to see if you can do something about this, because there's so much encroachment, people just taking land that isn't theirs, and there's really no remedy.
Well, Ms. Fitzpatrick is taking good notes right now, so I think our legal team is on it.
Okay, great, thanks.
Thanks. Anybody else?
And thank Mr. Rollmeyer and Mr. Ferragina and anyone else who have done on the sidewalk. I'm so happy. And Mr. Crown refers to it as the Joshua Lines sidewalk, but I accept that.
Fair enough. Thank you. Mr. Ferragina really did have a huge role in that. So, Mr. Ferragina.
Marilyn Sherman, 55 Avenue D, and thank you for honoring Robert tonight. Sue, thank you for talking about how Atlantic Highlands supports the environment. And I have an announcement to make. On September 13th, we are going to be having, we meaning Wild About Atlantic Highlands, and the Atlantic Highlands Arts Council is collaborating for another garden walk, the Garden Habitat Walk. And this year we're going to have 16, I believe, gardens, some public, some private. And we invite you to come between 12 and 4 to that. And the rain date is the 14th, September 13th, Saturday.
Great. Thank you. All right, seeing no hands, I just want to give a shout out to DPW, which we tend to have to do every time because they're so amazing, but I drive this entire town every day, so the police see me, DPW trucks see me, I drive it every single day. And when I notice something and I bring it to Mr. Phillips' attention, it is taken care of, whether it's in his wheelhouse or not. He just is the employee of the borough that loves it so much that he notices everything too and makes sure that he instills in his employees a love of Atlantic Highlands and to notice things. So, Jimmy, thank you, because it makes such a difference. And last Friday, I called him at the end of the day. It was like a little after 4 o'clock, just not like this past Friday, the Friday before that, and just let him know that I noticed something that was pretty significant coming into a weekend that we knew the harbor would be really busy. And he not only fixed it right away with his staff, but then did a whole lot of extra things. And when I drove it this Friday, I noticed that things were in much better order. So your leadership is noted. Thank you. Yeah, we can clap. All right, I am afraid to ask for this, but may I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Crowley seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, enjoy the rest of July.
Out of me.
You did.
I know.
Every time.
I know.